Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. I'm your host, Christy Ayala, and I'm so happy to be here with you today, and I hope that wherever you are, you are having a great day. We didn't have a show last month because I was on vacation, so it's especially great to be back with all of you, and thank you so much for joining us, whether you are tuning in live or via archive today. And today is the third Wednesday of the month, which means that the lovely Elizabeth Pendleton is here to talk all things astrology and angels today. So grab something to drink, settle into a cozy spot, and get ready to get the inside scoop for what is coming up for this brand new cycle for all of us. Now, for those of you who are brand new to the show, welcome. Elizabeth is a well-respected astrologer, lightworker, and musician who supports her clients all over the world in maximizing their best potential every single day. And as always, it's my deep pleasure to welcome her back to the show. Thank you so much for being here, Elizabeth.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for holding the space for all of us. And welcome to everyone listening, and happy full moon, beginning of eclipses, and lots of Virgo organization and health and healing stuff coming, and lots of strong energies, definitely, to navigate through.
Yeah.
So we're glad to be here and you know, service to everyone listening.
Wonderful. Well, before we kind of get going, I do want to say a happy birthday to Elizabeth, because yesterday was your birthday, so happy, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And happy birthday to the Leos and the Virgos that are going to be listening in the next, you know, month or so. So, yeah, always good to celebrate and just really grateful to be here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, we're really grateful to have you, too. I know we're coming into a really big cycle and there's so much information to get through. So today I'm going to start with the angel messages for this cycle, and then Elizabeth will give us all this wonderful information that she's prepared for the cycle too, so that we have a really beautiful combination of messages and information and ways that we can all work through this new energy together. So for those of you who are brand new to working with angels, they are non-denominational beings of light who support everyone who feel guided to work with them. And today we have messages from both Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael. Now, a lot of times you'll find that they tend to work together, and sometimes people call them the dynamic duo. And you'll notice that they both have really important messages for us today, but they come through in a very different way. So Michael's energy is very big and strong and protective and powerful. And Raphael being equally powerful, but his messages often come through in a more almost gentle, almost quiet, yet helpful. Sometimes I refer to the energy almost like big brotherly kind of messages. So let's start with Michael. And Michael is a very strong protective angel, like I said, really helps increase confidence, courage, helps all of us to remember, know, and understand our life purpose, and to move toward that easily and effortlessly. So Michael's message says, the feeling of time speeding up is going to become more and more noticeable for you now. Things that felt stuck or blocked for you are going to feel like they're almost simultaneously lifted from you. And this can result in a two-prong experience. It can feel like a breath of fresh air because you'll be able to gain traction on the things you've been wanting to do. However, you can also feel a bit of overwhelm because so much will be happening after a seemingly long spell of feeling stuck. It's important to create a plan about how you're going to move forward and prioritize your goals. You don't want to spread yourself too thin and feel burned out. You don't have to say no to the things that are important to you, but you also need to take good care of yourself in the process. There may be some remaining fine-tuning and releasing of things that are no longer serving you that you can let go of at this time and simultaneously feel yourself streamline and move forward even more easily. Focus on lightening your load this cycle while creating a crystal clear vision for what you want to accomplish or move toward as we move into this next part of the year. It's important to give yourself permission to enjoy the process of things coming together for you. You've been working very hard, and enjoying the process of doors opening is equally important as the work you've done to get to this point. So remember to balance celebrating as well as continuing to move forward. And those are the messages that Michael has for us for this time. Really a strong message of everything you've been working for this year and working toward. Really things are going to start coming together, but really be cognizant of taking good care of yourself in the process so that you don't have any kind of bottoming out or fatigue and things like that. And we move to Raphael again, also known as the healing angel, whose energy is this beautiful emerald green, very soothing, comforting. You can almost imagine the feeling on your body if you put fresh aloe vera on your skin, how it's just nurturing and soothing to you, very similar to this energy. And Raphael says, with all the intense global energies, including global events, and challenging news stories, it's even more important to take good care of yourself at this time. If you need to insulate yourself from these energies from time to time, then please heed that call. Many highly sensitive people are experiencing a fracture of their energy body because the energies are so challenging. Many people are feeling tired, exhausted, sad, overwhelmed, experiencing sleep disturbances, including night terrors, or other challenging symptoms. Take the time to rest when you need to. Say no to overwhelming people and situations. Clear your energy even more frequently than you usually do right now, and create a place for sleep that nurtures you. If you are experiencing challenging dreams, you can work with Archangel Michael and myself to help clear your home and to insulate and protect you before falling asleep, during and after your dream time. You may want to sleep with crystals on or around you. And I saw obsidian, tiger's eye, rainbow fluorite, and hematite. Increase the clearing in your sleeping space with smudging, sound clearing, physically cleaning and clearing out any clutter or any other ways in which you feel guided to clear your sleeping space. Many sensitive people who are being inundated with these energies right now are increasing sugar, breads and starches, and dairy as a self-soothing measure. And I was shown an image of sugar through candy, like jelly beans or other kinds of candy that you can put on your desk or workstation. Lots of images of alcohol, especially red wine, and again, breads and starches and dairy. It's important to keep your energy high, clear, and bright, so finding ways to increase greens, juices, smoothies, and other gentle foods can actually help you to rise above some of the intensity that's happening at this time. And if you feel you need help with this, I'd be happy to help you move toward more gentle foods. It's important to increase your water right now so you can release the energies that are moving all throughout your body as well as swirling around your body. Please remember that you're never alone. You can ask your angels to help you, and please remember to ask for help. And if you need help with this, you can ask me to help remind you to ask for help. And that's what I have for this cycle. I want to touch just quickly again about the message that Archangel Raphael mentioned about highly sensitive people are feeling guided to increase sugar, bread, starches, and dairy as a self-soothing measure. So when the body is under a great deal of stress or pressure, what happens is that we need more serotonin released in the brain. That's a natural feel-good chemical, and all of those things, sugar, bread, starches, and dairy, actually, when we consume them, we get an instant spike in serotonin, so it feels good. And then what happens, however, is that we plummet, and it actually plummets lower than where our serotonin was prior to ingesting those foods or beverages. So it almost puts us into this downward spiral of each time we self-soothe with food, one of those foods or drinks, and actually deteriorates our original serotonin levels. So some things that you can do in addition to consuming really high, gentle foods that were suggested, greens, juices, smoothies, things like that, full spectrum sun, gentle exercise, movement, listening to music or embracing any creative outlet that you enjoy, and taking time away from technology also helps. So I just wanted to kind of give a little caveat so that you have a good understanding of why you may be feeling guided to increase those things. It's because the stress, you are naturally wanting more serotonin, and there's other ways to get it that's going to actually help you sustain increased serotonin instead of continuing to plummet the space that you were already in when you decided you wanted to have a piece of bread and a glass of wine or ice cream or cheese or something like that. Okay, so that's what I have for this cycle. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my goodness, Christy. Well, that, again, we say this almost every month, and it's so nice to be back together. But really, we don't compare notes before the show, and that's exactly, and I'm so glad you brought up the angelic messages, because that's truly what I've been getting, and I've been working more in those realms because I started getting crystal bowls, and I'm having, like, just, you know, that's just opening up other dimensions. And the angelic presence is coming through much more clearly, and that download of no can do. It's like, you guys, if you wanted to either have a plane take off or land, and you were throwing rocks onto a runway. You know, your plane, you know, if it's got a strong enough power, it's probably going to be able to overcome that. But why would you do that to your system? And it's not about shoulds and shouldn'ts or judgments. It's really the same message has been coming through me and by my angels. And I just had a laugh when you said Raphael, because I was working with him this morning. I mean, his presence is becoming so clear, and that green emerald ray, because remember, this corresponds to the heart chakra, and it will correspond to the astrology. I'll explain that in a second for the astrology people here. But that green emerald ray, you know, that's our heart center. And of course, you know, the new teachings are also about a magenta or pink ray also overlaying the green. And a lot of Haniel work there, the angel Haniel. But from that center, think about it, that's our energy center where everything goes out from. And we've already given you guys all the information in previous shows about how science is discovering that the heart is a much bigger regulator of our energy than our brain. So that green ray, heart center, anything that you're doing to keep yourself healthy and well right now is being underscored actually by the planets. On Monday, when the sun moves into Virgo, Virgo is the sixth sign of astrology. It is concerned with our health and our daily routines. And when the sun gets there on Monday, it will be linking up with the North Node, Jupiter, Venus, and Mercury, which are already there. So we already are in this strong energy, this emphasis. And in fact, there's a chart up on my Facebook page if you guys want to get over there. And if not, just sign it. You know, you can check the new video I've already posted on my homepage, and I show you the charts. So if you need to see that visual, but there's a stellium in Virgo already as we're recording this show on the 17th of August. And the sun will emphasize that when it goes in on Monday. And the reason that I'm bringing that this health stuff is coming through both of us, you know, it's really interdimensional, and it's, you know, through all of the disciplines, because it's all connected. But there is this stellium in Virgo, and when we see stellium, which are groupings of planets, and I forget technically if it's four or how many it takes to be a stellium, but I'm not worried about that. When I see five planets gathered in any sign, and when we see that, we know to look and ask and say, what is that sign doing? What is that sign meaning? And this is emphasized by two of the players involved here. So Jupiter, which of course exaggerates and expands and amplifies anything that it touches, it is now in its later degrees. It's, I think, 25 or 26 degrees already. It will be 26 on Monday. I'm looking at that chart right now. So when the signs get to that late degrees, they are in what we call our, you know, espresso level of energy. So it's connecting with the North Node, which is our future purpose, what we're working towards. And when we think of all this in that collective aspect, and there are definitely elements, you know, all those are being opposed by Neptune and the South Node in Pisces. Neptune talks about a greater collective energy. It's an outer planet. So we are, you know, having this health thing then squared by Saturn and Mars in Sagittarius. And we also have the energy of a lot of what I would call the big reveal. We have the first eclipse on the 18th tomorrow, for those listening in, you know, live or within this time frame. But it's followed up on the 1st of September by our next eclipse, a solar eclipse. That's a new moon in Virgo. So, again, another Virgo stellium. And then there will be one more eclipse on the 16th of September at the full moon. Eclipses tend to bring things, that have been hidden too late and bring issues to the fore. This is also the job of a Mercury retrograde. Which is also, also in the offing. That we are already in the shadow of the next retrograde. The next retrograde technically is the 30th of August till the 22nd of September, the day that the sun moves into Libra. But we're already under that influence. And with this strong emphasis from now through the 1st of September of so many planets in Virgo, that it's underscoring this, all the things that Virgo represents. So this is health, service, but also our daily routines and habits, which of course, you know, pick me up, feel good, grabbing, you know, something to, you know, what was the expression, make yourself happy. You know, we get all those signals, but it's, I get that same exact message that contaminating our systems right now, it's not only making it harder for us to work through the energies, and these are big energies, you guys. We haven't even talked about Saturn squaring Neptune. We're going to get to that. And Jupiter changing signs. But this is a really big cycle, you guys. And so being as clear, even if you're like, oh, like, you know, I'm not a green juice person. I, you know, don't like blending kale. I used to get those boxes every week and I couldn't sit there and eat a head of kale. So I do not judge. But what I could do was throw it in my Ninja with some fresh carrots and just, you know, gulp that down and get it in that way. And I feel like that message that Christy is sharing, and that's coming through so strongly through Archangel Raphael right now, you guys, cannot be underscored and underestimated. And if you have had some habits that you're trying to kick, of course, ask the angels for help. And you can also set that intention at the new moon. And I would highly recommend, when we think of that eclipse, basically the moon is going to come between us and the sun. And that means there's an interruption in all that electromagnetic energy that Christy was also talking about for the duration of that eclipse. Now, you have to look up your local area to see where that, what time frame that is in your time zone. But the idea is that we get this unplug, all that energy stops coming at us. So we can really go within, pause, like Christy was saying, and then set out with that new intention. So again, September 1st is a very important date. The other thing that I want to talk about and why, you know, another emphasis or another aspect of the cycle is that Virgo, with all those planets in it, Saturn and Mars squaring it from Sagittarius and the South Node and Neptune over there in Pisces opposing everything in Virgo are all mutable energies. So as I was flipping through the charts for this time, I saw no less than 8 planets or bodies in mutable signs of the 12 that I keep an eye on. And we're not even counting Chiron, which would be the asteroid. But I feel like if you don't invite, if you, you know, I'm funny about the asteroids. I've kind of, with Chiron, even though, yes, I get the healing aspect and all that, but I laugh because I'm kind of like, well, if you invite one, you have to invite all of them, and then that just becomes a much more complicated picture. And I feel like, I almost feel like this school bus driver, and I've got the, you know, the ESLs and the APs and all the other kids, and keeping an eye on these regular planets right now has got my hands full this year. They there's so much going on this year, and particularly this summer, and this mutability energy is going to strengthen yet again. Now, you know, if you guys listen to Christy and I often, you know, we've been talking about this, for over a year. It was really strong during the Pisces cycle, and that's coming out of Pisces stellium. And I said it'll be back, you know, in September. And, you know, we definitely had some of it in June. And just to put things into perspective, the mutability is all about changing. When we think about it, these are the signs that close out a season. We're closing out summer now, and we're preparing for a new phase. Back in June, we were closing out spring, and that's when we had the last Saturn-Neptune square on the 17th of June. And I think a lot of us will look back at that time, and unfortunately, there was the Orlando shooting, but I think more, you know, I don't want to say more significantly because I don't want to be, you know, I mean, I'm very sensitive to the people who've perished and the political ramifications and all of that. But 6 days later, we had the Brexit vote. So that's going to have long-term, there's your Neptune aspect, implications for the global economy. So we are getting the next third and final Saturn square to Neptune on September 10th. Again, we're in the midst of so much between the big reveals happening, between the eclipses bringing stuff up, Mercury retrograde bringing stuff up. And then the other aspect is that all three of our outer planets are presently retrograde. So this is Uranus, Neptune and Pluto. Those in retrograde create a very deep resonance for Mercury to work within. And it's going retrograde in Virgo, which is one of the signs of information, analysis. So again, this is probably a lot of, you know, we would look to, when we have the outer planets, we look to global issues, and probably something very strong will emerge in this time. I'm kind of zeroing in on the 10th through the 18th just because of the activity that's taking place. But we're in a big cycle. And going back to that basic theme that, you know, Christy started with, which is the taking care of ourselves through all these changes. When you have this much in any chart suggesting change, adaptability, then we know that it's time to look at things very carefully. Virgo is really great with that, discerning and being thoughtful, going through the details. And it can be a really helpful, supportive energy. It's really trying to help us. And again, getting our mental health together, our spiritual health together, our physical well-being together, and to change things. And the other two that I want to get to, so, you know, before we run out of time, are that Jupiter and Venus change signs and move on into Libra. Libra is a cardinal sign, so it's signaling beginnings. I think they'll start to give us an inkling of the things that will be, you know, starting and materializing, like out of all this shift and letting go of things, what new things are coming into being as we enter the autumn and harvest time. So Christy's message, you know, about things that you've been really working for, don't be afraid for your scene to change up a bit at this time and for like the next 6 weeks or so. I think by the time we get through the Mercury retrograde and out of its shadow by early October, a lot of that will be clear. And so I would, you know, look at this time and notice what's really being swept away. What are you really wanting to bring in to replace it with? And just, again, I just can't underscore this, that what Christy was saying about asking the angels for their assistance, for them to bring their light onto our planet right now, and just through each of us, that we are each light beings, we are multidimensional, we are extremely powerful. And remember, Virgo has a very, you know, the archetype of the hermit and the one who's able to pull away, study. Studying is one of Virgo's elements, and to discern and decipher. And with that, then we can emerge and come into the new energies that will begin to sort of trickle in as we go through this sea change and this you know, mutable T-square energy and this final Saturn square to Neptune. So quite a lot on board to see. And, you know, those are, you know, some things to note. And I just, you know, wish everybody just like a sense of peace and serenity as we move through that. Take care of that more than anything.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for all of that information and all that you do to help us really get this clear picture of what's happening and how we can kind of harness all of that energy and work through it in hopefully a gentle, peaceful way. Thank you so much.
You are so, so welcome.
Well, before we run out of time, we're getting close to the end of the show already. I can't believe it. I want to make sure people know how they can connect with you for a private session. So how can people find you?
Thank you so much. You guys can come to elizabethoracle.co. There's always an astrology video, the latest one on the homepage. I do them once a month. There's also a new free video that you can watch, like a 3-minute meditation for the 6th and 7th chakras, which help us see clearly. That's just been posted, and you can, of course, sign up for the newsletter to stay in touch, and there are some gifts in there that are exclusively for the newsletter community. So, yes, and of course, you guys can come and get a reading if you need some support moving through this time. And you have some specials and you have a nice eclipse thing coming up too, don't you?
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, so for those of you who feel guided to connect with me, I invite you to come over to my website, which is ChristyMAyala.com, and you'll see a little button that says become a member, and you just go ahead and join, and you'll get an instant meditation and a reduced price on your first session. And I would love to connect with you and work with you and continue to offer you support as we move through these energies together if you feel so inclined. So thank you again so much, Elizabeth, for being here. It's always such a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome, and thank you for holding the space. And thank you guys for tuning in whenever and wherever you are. Just so much light and so many blessings to you.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much, and we're wishing you a wonderful week and look forward to connecting with you very soon. Bye-bye.